On a recent weekday night, a crowd of about 20 makes their way into the tasting room at Stone Brewery in Richmond. But they're not here for a night out. They're here for school.
We're going to talk about, look at the beer's current golden age. We are in a golden age of beer right now. Look at some.
Tonight is the first in an intro course on craft beer offered by Virginia Commonwealth University. This two-day class is a prerequisite for a new six-month certificate program starting later this fall. Benjamin Ledoux is a recent chemical engineering grad. He's been looking for jobs in the beer industry without much success.
It made me very excited to see that VCU was offering this course so that I could really bridge that gap between me just graduating with the technical knowledge into what am I going to be getting into if I get into the brewing scene.
Virginia is home to more than 200 breweries, with at least 30 more in the works. As the industry takes off, qualified workers are in short supply. Lee Graves has written books on Virginia's beer scene and is teaching today's course.
Part of having an effective workforce is having the training and the education there, and that's really starting to percolate a lot.
For instance, VCU's new program. They've worked with local breweries to develop a curriculum covering everything from basic beer making to bottling and marketing. Graduates should be ready to take the industry standard certificate test by the end. Similar programs are popping up across the state. The University of Richmond has one, and Piedmont Virginia Community College offers individual classes. Virginia Tech's Food Science Department has built a brew house for research.
It used to be that if you were a great home brewer, you could step into a professional brewing job. And that opportunity is there, but there's so much of an emphasis now on quality control. You need a good head brewer who knows what he's doing.
And as bigger operations like Stone Brewing in Richmond and Deschutes in Roanoke move into the market, they raise the bar for skilled labor. Julie Ellen Sarver is community relations manager with Stone.
Well, we have wonderful brewers. Some have come from California. Many others were hired here locally. They have bachelor's degrees in fermentation science or certifications from the Siebel Institute and lots of experience in other breweries.
The Siebel Institute in Chicago is home to a prestigious $30,000 master brewing program. It includes study time in Germany. But not all courses are so intensive or costly. In California, where Stone is based, the public university system has highly regarded beer and wine programs.
The university system here in Virginia is just catching on to that, as evidenced by this VCU course. So I think that is evidence of a skills and education gap. But hopefully there seems to be a lot of interest.
And industry leaders are continuing to work with higher education to create more options. Virginia's community college system is developing a brewery technician certificate program that should be in place by 2018. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.